Once upon a tangent.
Shall I say the first words?
Done.
Tick that box. We are done. Great episode. Short, sharp. How are you feeling, Dunk Craig?
I'm all right, Ted. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Been a long week, hasn't it?
Yeah, long, short week.
Been looking forward to sitting down in the booth of tangents. It's becoming a good pastime. You know, I heard some great feedback from my mum.
Yes.
She took time figuring out how to download. She Ubers now. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did, and I was probably floored only a little bit less than you. I don't know your mum, but as soon as you hear someone say, my mum Ubered, you're like,
well, what? What else are they teaching mums?
She has now Ubered how many more times than you?
3 times more than me, because I've done it once. She's now done it 4 times.
Overtaken by mum.
Yeah, so I've got to get myself. But she also has an Apple device, so she found it very easy to download Once Upon a Tangent through the iTunes store.
What does Mumsy think of us?
She had a lot of questions. It's not her style of...
Look, man, don't sugarcoat it. She doesn't like it.
I now regret even bringing this up. You know what it's like.
Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. Well, these are for the younger folk anyway, and maybe your mum will grow to like it.
That's right. I mean, I'm going to put this out one more time. I don't want to sound like a beggar, like a person who begs and pleads. But if you want... you can find us online, social media. The rating that you give doesn't, it won't put food on the table, as you've said before, Doug Craig, but it's nice to get feedback so we can improve if we need to.
And we've got a prize up for grabs today for the person that spreads the word the most. And it's a double points round if you can get people with Android devices listening to us, which apparently is extremely hard. You know what's up for grabs, Ted?
What's that?
Good karma.
Good karma.
Yeah, it's
that's great.
Good karma. It's double points round if you can get people on Androids listening to Once Upon a Tangent.
So you get double that. You know, speaking of Android, just as an aside, I was on a local bus service here in the city that we live in.
Local bus service, insert city name here.
And literally, I was going to take a photo, but there was too many passengers. It would be creepy me holding a photo up and over their heads trying to take this photo. But it said, download the such and such Metro app. Now available on Android. Because nothing starts on Android. But it all goes there to die. So
they break it in on something else. They break it in on Apple. Then it's like, seems to be working. Let's give it a shot on the other
one. Okay, Android, you can also have it. You know what I mean? Must have been like a big achievement. So they made a poster about it. Well, we did it.
My wife has Android and we still have that battle.
Yeah.
I tried to use a camera the other day on that and it was like I was all thumbs.
Well, that's probably because you didn't do the short course, the certificate for and how to use an Android camera.
The 18-week study from home course.
Diploma, yes.
Yeah, pick the Apple guys.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, you are putting your children's story on the line in Once Upon a Tangent.
That's right. I put it out for you to listen to and also the listener to enjoy, hopefully to enjoy, but... Really, for this, it's like the creative process. It's good to have feedback from another writer, such as yourself, to give me some pointers.
Booth of Tangents, safe place. What have you got for us today?
What does that logo, international symbol, stand for when you see that logo?
Exclamation mark in a triangle.
Yeah.
It's like danger?
Yeah, it's a caution.
Achtung!
It's a caution.
Yeah.
So this episode comes with a caution before it begins.
Hang on. haven't spoken cautions.
This is virgin ground, my friend. Yeah. We are going to places we have not... Should I tell you what it is before I read it, or should I just let you feel?
Well, the people need to know what the actual
warning
is
about.
Yes, they
do. No, they do need to know, because seeing as it's a caution.
Caution. You'll find out what it is.
Poisonous. Don't drink it.
Extremely bad language, just sporadically throughout.
That's right. Yeah, just going to drop some. We're going to get our first explicit logo on our episode. No, we're not. There's no bad language.
That's what I was worried about.
However, if this was a TV show, it would be rated M, because I've decided to write a children's horror story.
Ooh.
I thought there are kids who are maybe 9, 10 going, I like a little ghost story around a fire or dad telling us scary stories.
Yep.
It's not for every kid, I have to admit
so
that.
So it's a horror theme. All
horror
the crap themed. They put before shows now.
Yeah.
Warnings and explanations about why there's a warning are longer than starting credits now.
That's
have
right.
You noticed that?
Yeah, that's right.
We like to get into shows as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But the warning beforehand may contain. What do you mean may contain?
We little warn it. Who's watched this?
Yeah. It's different with wine where it's may contain traces of egg because they use it to fine it. Like,
right.
It has to go
it doesn't
through
always
it.
Appear, yeah. But yeah.
Mate, if you've watched the show, does it or doesn't it contain nudity?
Yeah.
What do you mean may contain?
Yeah, that's right.
Get out of it.
In Australia, the classification for movies are so specific these days. They've updated that since 2005.
It's like a synopsis.
It is. And one of the key ones that makes me laugh, especially in G and PG movies, which this probably would fit under, is contains mild scary themes. That's what I actually call, that's the exact words they use, mild scary. So it's not terrifying, but it's mild scary themes. Yeah. Don't read it to a four-year-old who's sensitive to night terrors.
Yeah. We sent out a ballot and asked people, which of these would scare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mild.
Mild.
But how do you measure that?
Yeah.
Some people poo their pants when you scare them, you know, from around the corner. I have a scaring competition with someone at work.
You do, I've seen that.
She's a physical reactor where all the arms and stuff go out, but me... You'll know when I'm
all
really
in the
scared.
Pants, below the belt.
Yep, that's it, below the belt. or I just I'm a spider. I fake it. I just go, that's me really scared. Yeah. I don't yell out. I go, whereas this woman at work, she's a yeller and limbs
expresses it physically. Yep. Yeah.
So people react differently to scaring. So love to know how it's medium or small,
mild. That's right.
So what's yours, mild?
I would say mild. It's not terrifying like Stephen King, because I'm not writing for adults for this one. I still kept the children's audience in mind, to be true to the Once Upon a Tangent core mission.
It's not a pant filler.
No, that's right. Not a pant
filler. It's not a poop filler.
What percentage of your pants will be filled? I would say about 8% filled.
There you go.
8% poo fill. Or we fill.
Poo fill. A percentage of your pants filled with excrement is... I like that. A percentage.
It's about 8%.
There you go.
It's not too heavy. Yeah. And that,
mild
you
means
know what you're
nothing.
Getting in with.
A percentage of poop in your pants.
So if you're going to read this, or you're going to listen to this and you're prone to, you know, doing that to your pants, now's the time to get into something comfortable or to wait till you get home from your commute.
Listen to it on the toilet.
That's right.
Nah, 8%, I reckon we're safe. I'm
it's pretty
It takes
safe.
A lot to scare me.
No, it'll be great. So now you know the context, I'll get into it.
Cool. That's going to be a third of our podcast.
Yep. We're going to use some editing for that one.
That's excellent. That's good. All right, Ted, fire away.
Four terrified children stood at the bottom of a dark staircase in utter silence.
Oh, that was too much. You should have warned me.
That's too warning. Up there in the bedroom, something was moving. It knocked against the walls over and over again. The grandfather clock struck 12. The loud bells tolling through the quiet house.
It was mum and dad banging time.
Well,
that would be 98% fill your pants of
that's
excrement.
More frightening than you would even know.
Yeah. But man, as per usual, you're painting a nice picture there on there. So the kid's at the bottom of the stairs. It's 12 o'clock.
It's dark. Yeah. Yep. Midnight. And all the cliches.
No one's turned on a light.
Clock. Yeah. No. No, it's like a horror movie.
It's like the Scream movies.
You know,
oh,
do the right thing.
Goodness.
The children turned and looked at each other. Who among them would be brave enough to go up the stairs? They locked gazes, no child uttering a word. It's a face-off.
They would need words if it's so dark they can't see each other. Are you guys staring? Yep. Good.
Yeah.
Who goes first? We're not meant to be talking.
No, one of them's got a candle in one of those little holders.
Oh,
he's wearing
a
nightgown. Yeah, it's a scary movie, so he's got to have the book, the candle in the holder. That's how they're talking by candlelight. Yeah. Numbers, said the tallest boy, hiding his right hand behind his back. That's how we'll do it.
Right.
The other three understood his meaning, hiding their own hands behind their backs. The rattling grew even louder upstairs. A deep throaty growl rippled from inside. This is my attempt at really getting the kids scared.
They're in a house and they're hearing that and they're playing county hand games. So that's like the short straw, but they're doing it with numbers.
Correct. You got it.
Meanwhile, they're messing about with this game and something that's going to rip their heads off is like, till I figure out how to use a door handle and you guys are screwed.
That's right. Numbers on three, he said. One, two, three. Then you turn the page for the kid. They flung their hands out, each displaying a number of fingers. The tall boy threw a 5. That's character one, the tall boy. The blonde girl threw a 3. Because there has to be a blonde girl.
Of course.
The shortest boy...
What wins?
Oh, you'll see at the end of the number. Oh. So he got a 5, she got a 3. The shortest boy threw a 1. But the boy from Sierra Leone threw out a 2.
What just happened?
I like... That's the name Sierra Leone.
Such a specific country mention.
I thought, why can't I have a kid from
Sierra
Leone?
Oh, there's no reason you can't.
Yeah, I just thought, why not? Yeah.
Absolute ethnic diversity, assuming all the others aren't from Sierra Leone.
No, he's the only one from the African continent.
Oh, okay.
It may be a trope from horror films.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, yeah, real mix of kids. I still don't know which number wins.
Short, tall, blonde girl, and...
I'll see what you've done here. Good luck casting for this.
Yeah. With the only even number, he was the odd one out. The irony sank his heart. Teach your kid irony.
So all the kids throw out a number, but then they figure out the rules at the end of it.
Well, it's one of those games where if you all have the majority as odds and one person's even, you're out. But if they all had mixture, they'd do it again until someone is the odd one out. They just keep doing it.
What if you've got a real clown of a kid that threw a six?
No.
Ted, like, mate, stop.
Don't do it.
Okay, so we've got one that is...
And it's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
They should just walk around with straws.
So yeah, I was going to say, where are you going to get these props from? Like, yeah. These, they have to be ready. You know, kids, okay. Kids are versatile. They know how to pick these things up. Glass smashed on the hardwood floor in the dark shadows above, and the kids leapt in fright. Go, said Tall Boy forcefully. Find out what's up there and come back.
Go, said Tall Boy.
I'm going to call him Tall Boy.
We're not doing names today.
There's no that anymore. I couldn't, you know.
Names are normally our thing where we freak out Duncraig or Ted, like one or the other freaks the other one out with a name. You've just gone, it's Tall Boy.
A couple of weeks ago, I think I overdid it with Manny Rail. I took all my nutrients. I needed electrolytes for weeks after that.
The dust of creativity.
That's exactly right.
So it's Tall Boy.
Tall Boy. The boy from Sierra Leone gathered his courage and climbed the stairs two at a time. They were amazed at his courage. Oh, I used courage twice. When he reached the last stair, covered in shadows, the kids at the bottom could no longer see him. There was a loud rushing wind. Oh, dear.
As soon as someone disappears in these types of things,
yeah,
it's the dream's over.
The dream is over.
So we've lost Sierra Leone.
There was a loud rushing wind, the sound of a swinging door, and the boy from Sierra Leone screaming in terror.
Oh, bloody hell.
Then it was quiet. I just let some quiet enter the episode there.
Yeah.
What happened? Is he okay? Asked the blonde girl. Go and find out, said Tall Boy.
Oh, no. They're not even going to do another numbers game. It's like now someone's just calling shots now. Tall Boy's just calling shots.
He's the Tall Boy, and the tall one in the kids group always seems to be the leader, even though he might be the youngest.
He's going to be more intimidating.
It's dynamics. No way. Whatever that thing is, it'll get me too, she said.
Sass.
It won't, said Tall Boy. I don't reckon it attacks girls. Me and Shorty obviously can't go. We're boys, so you have to do it. He's bullying.
Wow,
he's calling
go
the
iron my shirt and make some bread.
Isn't this a future like politician as well? Like, just do what I say.
Yeah. Yeah, the world needs me back here.
Yeah,
you go.
It needs me. Yeah, you
you're
go.
Front line.
We've already got rid of like Sierra Leone, the minority from our group.
Yep.
And now we're going to get rid
of... Now we're going short. Now it's height-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, gee.
Another gush of wind came blowing down the stairs, this time carrying the sound of a shrieking black bird. Just for cliches, horror cliches. That's it. Do it again. Oh, that's scary. That was as scary to see as it was to hear.
Every now and again, we just pull out a beautiful little
good
sound effect.
Even with all that, Tall Boy's explanation seemed convincing because Blondie turned to face the stairs. She obviously ignored all that and said, yeah, you must be right. She took them out. She took the steps one at a time, very slowly, reaching the top.
Well, yeah, the stench of death would slow you down being the second one up the stairs.
Or maybe like a cascade of blood.
Yeah, that's right. She was slipping on the blood and bones that fell down the stairs from...
That's good. I like that. The door swung open. The girl screamed. And the thing, capitals, in the room growled as it smashed the walls.
Whoa.
It was quiet. She was gone. Look, I can admit when I'm wrong, said Tall Boy. That was a miscalculation. Shorty stared blankly at him. And then Tall Boy says, but you should still go up.
Oh, the logic.
No way, exclaimed the short boy.
What's he got going for him, though?
Do you know short boys like little man syndrome?
Yeah.
No way. Like he's going to bust. He's like, no way, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm a fighter. I'm from the streets.
Yeah, he's got beef.
I just thought of him. Like, you know the character from Entourage, if you know the show, where, what's his name? E? Like the little manager guy. He's like, hey, man. He's like always pushing people. Like, I reckon that's like him, you know.
Is he nuggety? Is he nuggety? He could take down Tall Boy.
He's nuggety, but he's kind of like real street smart, like Irish kid. But then the main character, who's kind of like dopey, what was his name again? Whatever his name, Vince. He's like the tall one who calls all the shots because he's the movie star, but he's kind of a bimbo. I reckon that's kind of the dynamic that's going on here. I'm just realizing that now. Don't panic. I figured it out. The thing grabbed Leone because he was too confident. It grabbed Blondie because she was a girl. But you're a boy and you're shorter, so you could sneak up on it.
That's not logic spelt with an R. It's like, what does that even mean?
You spelt Yale with a 6.
Yeah.
The crazy logic somehow made sense. That's the next line.
And there we
go. You can read it. You have once per episode, Dunk Craig, well, more than once per episode, you pick the exact next line. As if hypnotized, Shorty just grabbed the handrail to start his climb. But on the second step, he stopped suddenly. Wait, why don't we go together? Said Shorty. Surely we're better as a team.
He should be called Shorty the Thinker.
Shorty the Thinker, the teamwork man. The tall boy hesitated, but when he paused to think, he knew he had no leg to stand on.
Geez, they're a bunch of rubber arms, this crew, aren't they? You only have to ask twice.
Yeah, that's
right. And then you bend their arm, twist their arm, it's like, yeah, all right then.
No, this is the cut version. If I left it with all the actual debate, it would be like an 18-page long, no, look, I think ethically we should.
It's like, hey, man, do you like your lunch? Yeah, but it's mine. Can I have some? No, please. All right.
Okay. That's the scene. That's how it should go.
That's excellent. That's right. It moves the story along. That has to
yeah.
be done.
And it is coming to the end now, so prepare yourself for the not-so-thrilling finale. They climbed the stairs together. They didn't want to startle the thing, so they went very quietly. When they reached the door, Tallboy silently mouthed the words, on three. I can't silently mouth them.
No, that's
fair
enough.
It's
a podcast, silent mouth movement.
Then he used his fingers to do the countdown. On three, the two of them shouldered the door, crashing into the dark room. The lights snapped on.
What?
I don't know why.
What's one person in the house now is figuring out how to use lights.
And as the boys rubbed their sore shoulders, the scene
that's
unfolded.
That's what I take time to do in a monster room. Yeah. Rub my sore shoulder. Don't worry, this is in the mouth of a killer.
All the windows were smashed and cold night air blasted through. The boy from Sierra Leone and the blonde girl weren't hurt at all. Oh, they were playing with a furry creature, a possum the size of a Great Dane.
What the hell?
That gave me goosebumps. Yeah. I would hate to see
that.
What
a freak show. A yep. Great Dane possum.
Imagine, like this. That's have you heard a possum growl?
Possums.
It is terrifying.
In the house we used to live in, they were in the ceiling, and when they tumble and have fights, it was like the Olympics. Like
it's like a little man on the roof.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually heard, and I've heard them growl. I'm like, I didn't think tigers were native to Australia. They sound like tigers.
They have blatant disregard for our sleeping habits, or they're just uncouth.
If you're not an Australian listener, after this episode, your job, your homework, for further reading, go to YouTube and like probably, I haven't looked yet, but type in possum growl. Yeah.
Ringtail possums are in Australia
ring-tail
predominantly.
Possum. Yeah.
And look, they are cute. I think they're native to here. So you can't...
Yeah. There are versions
pests,
of them other places,
pests.
But they are kind of pesty here.
Yeah, you're not meant to do anything with them, but they are. They can be not so nice.
They're like little humans.
So this one's the size of a
Great Dane. With claws the size of carrots and arms as thick as branches, the black and grey beast had ripped everything to shreds.
Bar the people.
It was a crime scene. The fact it could launch an imminent attack and infect them with rabies... did not cross their minds.
That's like a government warning. Smack bang in the middle of wrapping up the end part of your story, in the middle of that. It's like a government warning.
It's been authorised by the Department of Agriculture for Australia. Thank you very much for endorsement.
I expect this to be a movie within a movie where it pulls back and a teacher turns a light on. It's a film going... There you go, kids. So, the relief teacher going, I had to play a film. So, so don't mess around with gigantic possums. They give you rabies.
They give you rabies.
Wow.
And you know kids are stupid. Sorry, kids. But they're going to go hug this thing even though it's probably going to give them a disease.
Stop looking like a Great Dane, which are beautiful dogs.
They cuddled and patted it, just glad to have a distraction from the dead body lying in the corner. The end.
Ted is looking out the window. I don't know if he's scared of my reaction.
I don't want to make eye contact with your with any feedback.
I'm not going to lie. That was an abrupt ending.
It was. I wanted to leave it like every story. Okay. You give me your thoughts first, and I'll give you why I came.
Here's my thoughts.
Yes.
Chilling Blair Witch style. You know at the end of that how the camera sort of goes around and there's someone standing in the corner?
Yeah.
Movies don't scare me. Blair Witch freaked my brain out.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. But what happened then, it's like, it ends.
You'll never know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I don't mind the you'll never know bit.
Yeah. However, there's a big tidal wave of however.
So Sierra survives. The girl has survived.
Yep.
There wasn't a third that...
No. There just happened to be another human dead body in the corner. That's the mystery. That's meant to be the little hook scare at the end. Like to go, oh yeah, I'm just so glad to have this big furry animal and this dead human I don't want to look at. Actually, the line that I had there, which I took out because I didn't want it to be at MA rated, was from the dead body lying in a pool of blood or something, you know, in the corner. You know, I won't go into the full version, but something more gory. But I thought, yes. Do you remember around the campfire when you used to get told the story? And it's a famous one. It's worldwide. It's American. It's in England. In Australia as well, the one about the hitchhiker with the guy behind them going, the guy behind in the car,
flashing lights,
stop, and this guy's freaking out, going, oh, the guy's coming to get me, and in the end, it was because of the hook or something hanging on.
Two different ones.
Yeah, I think I've blended both.
Yeah. You've blended the hook and flash.
Yeah, yeah.
So flash is the woman like freaking out, going, someone's following me. I think she gets out at her house, slams the door, gets out and screams, and the guy gets out of his car.
Yeah.
She's screaming, she's beside herself.
Yeah.
And I think the police have rocked up. Something happens and they go, this guy's trying to kill me. And he goes, I'm not trying to kill you, but the guy behind your front seat is trying to kill you. Each time he came up with a knife, I would flash with my high beams.
The
hook one is when two people are making out in a car and they hear the scrape or something, and it's a dead body hanging from a tree or something like that. So, yeah, it's a famous story.
I've blended them.
Yeah.
But the theme where it's like you think the scary thing is something, and then at the end it's like, oh, but there was this whole other distraction that you had no idea about.
One of Sierra Leone and the blonde girl... with throwing the dead body like a toy for the Great Dane possum.
Yeah, it's like a new rag doll for the possum.
So what are you doing there, fella? It's a little toy. Oh, it's got a hand. Oh, whatever, it's not me.
Yeah, that's right. It's a
thing. Wow.
So look, it was my first horror for a child, not horror, thriller.
Hey, man.
And
you tried a new genre.
Genre.
A genre. Good on you for trying a new genre.
Yes. Anyway. I haven't got a name for it.
I always
put
it back on you. Your thoughts?
No, I just gave you my thoughts. My hands are—I wash my hands of this story.
Really?
Yeah.
You're unimpressed with your effort?
Well, no. Look, I like that I tried something different. I don't know how scary you're allowed to go for children, but I do remember being very scared as a kid, but also wanting to know the scary story. It's not like I was horrified. I was like, "Tell me one. Tell me a scary story. Who's got the next one? Bring a torch out." Put up your face, you know that. And we did it on purpose so we can get that little thrill of
we're curious folk, humankind.
Yes.
Well, look, now that I think about it, I think at first the abrupt ending is like, oh, wow, he just wanted to finish that. Now I'm like, no. Now I see where you're coming from. It's the whole, oh, yeah, massive freak show is what's scary. Is it, or is it that the kids are just sitting there with with something dead in the corner? So there are a few elements to
that. A few elements. I thought at some point you might ask me, because I was going, there's a plot hole here, but no, if he doesn't pick it up, I won't say anything, but there's no parents again. in most of my stories, there are no parents and these kids running rampant.
I thought of that early, but you've got to have that, creative license?
Yeah,
a
bit of suspension.
Really, otherwise,
of
if it's like
there,
real life...
Yeah.
Like I said,
it takes too much time to put real life into a story.
Forget reality.
Cut corners, man.
It's not what we're here for, man.
Do you have a name for me? Because I didn't even title this for real. I don't have a real name.
Top of the stairs, step.
I think it would just be like, what's at the top of the stairs? You know, or, you know.
The landing.
The landing.
Dead body landing. What?
Yeah. Corpse Grove.
Whoa. What about Weird Numbers Game? Could get you killed. No, that's too long.
No. Can I just call it Mild Themes? The name doubles up as the warning. You don't have to do two. Short and sharp. It has nothing to do with the story, which is good. Dead giveaway. No giveaways.
Surprise stairs. Stair surprise.
Four on the floor. Four kids. Something like that. Yep. Staircase nutcase.
Oh, step by step. I just keep thinking of
step by step.
New Kids on the Block. Step by step.
I was thinking of the sitcom of the same name.
So it's been used in every form. Now it needs to be a kids' book.
What about like the fact that the kids are bossy boots? You know, the tall kid is...
Yeah, what about something like you go first?
Yeah, that's it. That's
because
nice.
Then it could be like you go first, like you go to heaven first.
Yeah, yeah, you go first. Up the ladder. That's up the stairs. That's kind of symbolic.
You go first.
Yes, you go first.
What about if we do all this again and one of the kids is called you go? No, can do. We've already done it. So we promise that it's always...
You go's first fresh. What? First cake? First bike ride? What is it? What is you go's first?
Hugo. Hi, I'm Hugo.
Hugo.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.